Sunday afternoon, the Camerata Orchestra, led by Lawrence Leighton Smith, presents Classy Classics with Paul Hindemith's Symphonic Metamorphosis, Siegfried's Rhine Journey by Wagner, and the Piano Concerto No. 3 by Sergei Rachmaninoff with our guest Anne Schein. Anne, thanks very, very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's very exciting to look forward to this concert.
Anne, you've had a number of milestones in your career, Chopin marathons, a long association with the works of Robert Schumann, and more than 100 performances of the Rachmaninoff Third Concerto. How did this become a signature piece for you?
Oh, well, I had a beloved teacher and mentor in Mieczyslaw Munz. I went to him when I was 13 at Peabody Conservatory, and finding this great man, friend of Joseph Hoffman, born in Krakow, Poland, great virtuoso, just a great human being, an angelic human being, was my fortune. And I was with him basically five solid years, formative years, 13 to 18. And along about the second year I was with him, he was really working hard on putting a technical foundation down, working with me daily, giving me Chopin etudes, all kinds of technical work as well as musical. Because as he said to me and my family, I really see and wish for her a very long musical life. And if I could have these years to work very hard to put the solid foundation there, it will be a wonderful thing to look ahead for her. Now, that first performance was not expected, which was at Peabody Conservatory of the Third Rachmaninoff, because he gave it to me to help develop my technique and my hands, firmly declaring that he never expected that I would actually play it. And after a year of big struggle over that score, and ingenious fingerings and daily, almost daily work with him in the summers, he very quietly said one day, how would you like to play it with the Peabody Orchestra? And I said, sure, with all the naivete of a 15-year-old. And just after my 16th birthday, I did perform it for the first time at Peabody Conservatory. And if I tell you that I ended that whole piece a half a page before the orchestra, that might give you the idea of my own adrenaline and nerves and excitement over performing that work.
We're talking with pianist Anne Schein.
Then the next year, when I was 17, I was able to play it for a conductor in Mexico City who immediately said, I would like you to play it in the turned out to be the August of 1957. And that was my official debut. And since that time, it seemed to be a piece that people asked for where I traveled. I think it's over 30 different countries I've been able to perform this concerto, at least a dozen or more performances in London and England alone, each performance revealing more and more of these works in a way that is so miraculous. It never ceases to amaze me. It is one of the great works of the repertoire and the one that the audiences just absolutely love. This performance will be well over 100 in my career. Since that debut, it is exactly 50 years. I don't want to overemphasize my age, but I am feeling so fortunate to be able to play and express this extraordinary, timeless music.
We've been talking with pianist Anne Schein. She's the guest soloist with the Camerata Orchestra this Sunday at 3:30 at Bloomington High School North. Also on the program are pieces by Wagner and Hindemith. I'm George Walker.